This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The man accused of killing a young children's hospital, a Philadelphia doctor, last summer while he was driving drunk, pleaded guilty to all charges he faced. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, his attorney says he's taken responsibility since the beginning.
69-year-old Michael Vahey faced a slew of charges: homicide by vehicle, third-degree murder, DUI, involuntary manslaughter, and six other related offenses, and he's now pleading guilty to all of them. Vahey had a blood alcohol level of 0.16, which is twice the legal limit, when he veered into a protected bike lane along Spruce Street last July at 60 miles per hour and struck 30-year-old Barbara Freitas, who was wearing a helmet. Freitas was thrown about 150 feet and likely died instantly, though she was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. Defense attorney Amado Sunita represents Vahey.
If he could switch places with the decedent, he would do so in a moment's notice. The amount of remorse that he shows and the strain it's had on him is significant. However, to him, he deserves all of it, and he wishes he could bring her back.
Vahey is set to be sentenced in July, just a few days after the first memorial of Freitas' death. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Demonstrators gathered outside City Hall to show their support for Ukraine after Russia killed nearly three dozen people in an attack on Palm Sunday. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
Just a shade over a dozen people demonstrated outside City Hall Tuesday evening, the event organized on short notice after Russian missiles hit the Ukrainian city of Sumy as people gathered to celebrate Palm Sunday. Officials say 34 people were killed, including two children, and 119 wounded. Natalia Omelchenko is a Ukrainian refugee who was first forced to leave her home in Donetsk in 2014.
My youngest daughter, she is 12 years old, always asking me, Mom, how it would be that all my life there is a war in our country and I haven't my own home.
Mary Kalina is a Ukrainian-American born in Philly but has family back in Ukraine with whom she keeps in frequent contact.
I have an aunt who is 92 years old. She lived through World War II. She went through all that. And now she has to go through this.
It was the second large-scale attack to claim Ukrainian civilian lives in a little over a week. Russia says it was targeting troops and killed five dozen of them, but gave no evidence to back up its claims. At City Hall, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council members are concerned about small businesses that will suddenly have to pay new taxes under Mayor Sherrill Parker's budget proposal. Members asked pointed questions about that during yesterday's Commerce Department budget hearing, as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Parker proposed eliminating an exemption that excluded the first $100,000 of income from business taxes, which allowed small proprietors from even having to file. Commerce Director Alba Martinez told Council President Kenyatta Johnson she realized that suddenly forcing thousands of businesses to pay the tax cuts against Mayor Parker's pledge to make the city business friendly.
We understand that we are facing a reputational challenge and some confusion.
It's going to be a sticker shock for some people.
Martinez said that's where a $30 million fund the mayor's proposed comes in to educate businesses about the tax and help them file and provide other services. But when Deputy Director Yvonne Boy said the fund would help 11,000 businesses out of 75,000 impacted, Councilmember Jim Harity protested.
That doesn't add up.
Yes, it doesn't add up in numbers.
Mayor Parker says the exemption must go because of a court ruling that it's illegal, but a number of advocates have urged her to appeal the ruling and keep the exemption in place. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Students at Discovery Charter School got a special surprise in celebration of Jackie Robinson Day. This all took place at the Philadelphia Stars Negro League Memorial Park in Parkside. KYW's Sherrod A. Howard was there.
First, second, and later third graders got a surprise visit from the Philly Fanatic while learning about the legacy of Jackie Robinson, the first black man to ever play in Major League Baseball. And the party happened to be in a very special location, Lucinda Hudson, with the Parkside Association.
At Belmont and Parkside, where the Philadelphia Stars play in the Negro League up until the 1950s.
All the kids sat around a commemorative statue of Robinson, while legendary players like the former Philly player, broadcaster Gary Matthews, and Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins, who started his career with the Phillies, shared their stories.
But Jackie gave me an opportunity. I'm a Canadian. My dad's seen Jackie Robinson play, and I met Jackie in 68.
Neighbors Marjorie Ogilvie and Lucinda Hudson say the day was about empowerment.
We are going to celebrate.
It is absolutely important that our kids understand where they came from.
Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.